Some local homeless advocates and members of Take Back the Land say there's no reason an apparently abandoned house should be empty when people need a place to stay. So they stage what they call a liberation of a home facing foreclosure to their version of the song Lean on Me.
Oh, it won't be long till we're gonna need some home to live in.
Desiree Wilson has been living at the Madison home with her two sons. Bank of America has not yet gotten court permission to foreclose, but a spokeswoman says they will protect the bank's interests and that of third-party investors. Wilson says she will stay until forced to go.
This movement, Taking Back the Land, has been compared to the civil rights movement, and I just feel honored to be a part of it because the group is focusing on me, but it's so much bigger than just me and my situation.
The organizers of Take Back the Land say they hope a local judge will give the property to a public land trust so it can be used for a community which helped bail out banks in crisis, in part because of bad mortgages. Neighbor Tamar Lehman doesn't think they're going about it the right way.
I understand, you know, people have a hard time. They should be paying something. You know, I have to go out and work hard to pay for where I live. If I couldn't afford to live here, I would be evicted.
A spokeswoman for the Dane County Sheriff's Department says no action is likely on their part until after a judge makes a decision on the home's status. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.